to another week of Tales from the Terradome, another special episode. If you watched this past week, you saw I had Frank Beamer on the podcast. This week, we got more royalty. We're talking three-time All-ACC. We're talking All-American. We're talking our queen of Castle, our GOAT, Liz Kittley. How are you doing?
Doing well. I haven't done a podcast in a while, so a little rusty, but I trust that you're going to guide me through it.
Oh, no, absolutely. Queen, yeah, you had the Queens of Castle. How did you enjoy your podcasting experience?
I loved podcasting. Actually, like, I love podcasts in general. I feel like some people, like, will not touch a podcast with a 10-foot pole, but I listen to, like, five of them religiously. So I don't know what it is about them, but I love that form of media. So it was really cool to have my own. Like, I could definitely see me doing another one at some point. I don't know what the heck about, but I love podcasts. So I loved it, okay. Yeah.
What kind of podcast are you listening to?
I listen to, like, random, like, educational ones. I listen to finance ones, comedy ones, like, ones from my favorite influencers, true crime sometimes. I kind of had to stop from that because I was getting really scared. But for a while,
KT was a big true crime person, I believe.
Yeah, she was. She was like a criminology major or something, which I don't know. I like have really irrational fears of that kind of stuff. So I couldn't do that, but respect to her. I really like it. Like, I love the Netflix documentaries when they do like the monster series on like Ted Bundy, and the Jeffrey Dahmer one scared the ever living bejesus out of me. I had to like quit it. But then there's one for Ed Gein that just came out that I'm watching. I can only watch them when I'm with other people, though, like not by myself.
I watched the Ed Gein one. It was definitely different.
Yeah, I haven't finished it yet because my friend was visiting me and now she left. And I'm like, I'm just not going to turn that on when I'm alone in my apartment. So.
No, I get it. You had one hell of a career at Virginia Tech. But before that, you started out, you were playing softball, basketball, and volleyball. And I believe you were the one, that girl at softball. What made you switch and decide, hey, I'm just going to stick with hoops?
Wow. Thank you for that recognition. I feel like I would be like self-proclaimed that, probably like in reality not. Definitely like when I was a kid, I was pretty good at it. But I don't know. I played travel softball for a long time and I was like on a travel basketball team, but I didn't like take it seriously. Softball was like my priority until my freshman year in high school when I got my first basketball scholarship offer. That kind of like changed things for me because I realized like at the end of the day, there's just more opportunities in basketball for, you know, full rides and pro and whatever. It's getting better now in softball, which I love. I'm a huge softball fan. Like I went to the games when I was here and I'm excited now that I'm back. I'm going to be the biggest supporter of the softball team. I love softball. But also like, look at me, I just am like probably going to be more successful at basketball. So getting my first offers made me really realize that and then make the transition.
Yeah. Who were your initial, like who were your first offers for basketball?
Yeah, I've completely forgot about this. And then I was just talking about it literally this morning because one of the GM for the women's team worked at Elon. And Elon was my first offer. It was Elon, High Point University, and UNC Charlotte. So those were when I was a freshman, like I was a little baby. And I remember those three very well. And then from there, it like took off in a different direction, I would say. But I'll never forget those little schools that acknowledged me first.
Oddly enough, the head softball coach at Elon that's won like a ton of games is from my hometown of Harrisonburg, Kathy Bocock. Yeah. And that's how I got introduced to Kenny.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So like, admittedly before, like you made me, and I'm not just saying this because you're on here. I actually like 100% mean this. You made me, and I think like probably a bunch of other dudes and other people in general, like from extreme casual fans of women's basketball to like now I'm following recruiting, like I'm in it, like I like third, like you and Georgia like thoroughly like made me fans of women's basketball. And before that it was like I knew Gino, I knew Pat, I knew Diana Taurasi, Sue Bird, like all those people, but I never really, like, I'd watch like the final, but now I'm like, I'm going to games. Like I'm in it. I'm invested in women's basketball.
Yeah. I think a lot of people can relate to that sentiment over the last few years, not like having to do with us in particular, but just in general, the landscape of women's basketball has changed so much. And it's been, I feel like I've been so lucky to like coincidentally be like in line with the same time. But yeah, it's really cool. We definitely saw that growth even just from when I first got here. Like the amount of people we got at our games was like not nothing, but you know, very small in comparison to when we were selling out every home game my last year. Like so different, such a different environment. That was so fun. So I'm really grateful to everyone that decided to come on board and join us because they made the experience so much better and the atmosphere was insane in Castle. That's like my favorite memory of playing here.
Yeah, the tournament that we went so far and we ended up losing in the semi, but I feel like that tournament was better that year than the men's tournament was that year. Like it was, I mean, and now like the sport itself, like obviously Caitlin did a lot, but like Angel, you, Georgia, Juju, like it's like people, like I think once you get past that initial perception or stereotype of women's basketball and they actually like watch the games, they see like, Liz gets beat up down low because she's so big. Like they give her the LeBron treatment. I was like, man, they are fouling the hell out of this woman and they are not calling it. But like, it's very physical. It's very athletic. Like it's just very good basketball.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think the, like at the end of the day, it's different than men's basketball and that's fine. It doesn't mean it's worse. Like just because there's a different level of athleticism in terms of like dunking and verticals and whatever, it doesn't take away from like the entertainment aspect of the sport. Like women's basketball is so skill based, which I think is really interesting and fun to watch. And you know, the coaching has to be so strategic because you don't get bailed out by athleticism all the time. Now there are extreme athletes. I was not one of them, so that was not me. There's definitely that, but you know, in general, it's different. But I love it. I prefer watching women's basketball.
Don't sell yourself short. You were a hell of an athlete, Liz. Just the way you made shots and created shots down low, like you were way more than just like a big, you know? And it was.
I pat myself on the back for the skill aspect of it. In terms of just like raw athleticism, I wouldn't say my parents gifted me with the best arsenal there, but that's okay. I think I did well with what I have.
Yeah. How much did Raven teach you about the sport of basketball? I feel like she was probably your biggest coach.
Oh, definitely. She always had like the most positive feedback ever. I think she knew that I got enough critiques from myself, like after every game. Obviously I'm going to be replaying everything, every single play, not being able to sleep that night, no matter the outcome. And then obviously my whole family has been great my whole career about trusting the coaching staff. But she'll like, even if I'm absolutely terrible, she like knows, but she is so good at just being the positive light, always telling me she's proud of me. She's the absolute best, and having a hug from her after a game is the highlight of my day.
Yeah. I always liked when they like showcased her at Castle or like on ESPN. I always thought that was awesome. Cause you know, she's always there. Like she was like part of the face of what was going on just as much as the players, in my opinion.
Oh, I know. The orange wig became pretty famous. I think she's gonna bring that back for the women's team this year, I hope. I think they're going to come to the game next Thursday. So the 13th maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, I think she'll bring back the wig for that. So obviously that's very important and a game changer.
No, absolutely. What made you decide, like what went into the decision to come back to Blacksburg and be the assistant to the head coach, Megan Duffy?
Yeah. So basically I've like had a lot going on with my knee, like ever since college, unfortunately, like it just hasn't been the most smooth recovery process for me. I'm just trying to get completely healthy and there's like not a better place for that than here. My surgeon's here. You know, the trainer that's with the team was my trainer when I was here. The physical therapist that they work with was the one when I was here. So all of that is like set up and I'm able to use that. And I'm so grateful for that. I'm lucky to have a program that allows me to do that. And a school that like tolerates me to be back. So that was a huge part. And then also, of course, you know, basketball isn't forever, and I've always been very aware of that. And, you know, I got my undergrad to be pre-med. Like, it was human nutrition, food, exercise, science, the whole nine yards, did my research, did my shadowing. But I've also just been really interested to explore other possible career paths. So, you know, whether that be on the business side, I'm doing some business stuff with the program, which is really exciting and cool, because I've had like no experience to that besides like social media stuff. But this is different. But honestly, the social media experience helps with that. So that's cool. I feel like I'm providing value in that way. Also just like being around the program and the girls, I feel like is a good opportunity for, you know, me and them. I've like played in college for 5 years. I know what it's like. So, you know, that's exciting for me. Also just like connecting with the people and the young kids. It's exciting to see like where they're at now and like reminisce on when I was there and their age and everything. And then also I'm like dipping my toes into broadcasting and stuff. So I'm going to be doing the radio show with Evan Hughes and like potentially getting on ACC, doing that's the true. TV stuff or whatever. Yeah. Like we'll see where that goes, but yeah, starting with radio, just like try out as much as I can while I have this time and get healthy and yeah, see what comes of it all.
Evan Hughes, he's a legend on the microphone. We're a big Evan Hughes fan account over here. That's my guy.
I mean, you have to be. If anyone said anything negative about him, I would like immediately discredit everything they've ever said. Like, there's right. just nothing bad to say about him.
Yeah, he's the man. And Bailey Angle, he does some broadcasting from time to time.
Yeah, no, he's the best too. I don't have as much. Evan like worked with our team really closely. Mm-hmm. Of course, like he would come on the road and everything. So, but yeah, Bailey's great too. Never had a bad experience with him either. Nothing, no dirt to say about him either.
Right. And you said college basketball doesn't last forever, but banners do. And yours hangs up there. Retiring the jersey. How did you find out? And do you remember exactly where you were when it happened?
That's a good question. Honestly, I definitely should, but I definitely don't. I think like just like the last year and a half, I guess, for me in general, such a blur ever since I got hurt. Wow, I actually haven't thought about that. I do not remember. I need to figure that out. I'm assuming Coach Brooks told me or something. I don't know. I don't even know when they announced it. Yeah, good question. No, but I remember the day of it very well. I had, like, such a good support system here. A lot of my friends and old teammates came back. It was amazing. And then the girls got the win against Louisville, which was so fun. And Castle was like packed and rocking. It was amazing. So I could never forget the game. But as far as learning the news, it's like typical me to forget that. Like I genuinely don't remember.
Yeah, I just remember like obviously Coach Brooks took a situation. He took better for his family. Like he made his decision. Like it was a good decision for him. I don't fault him for it. I know there was a bunch of discourse surrounding that. Whatever. Like he did what he had to do. You know, Georgia went with him. That was her coach. She brought her here to America. Like, but then it was like everyone was kind of like, oh, man, like it felt like the death of the program almost. Not really, but it's how people overreact in a vacuum. Myself included a little bit. I was very bummed. But then it was kind of like seeing you hanging around practice and greeting Duffy and all the kids that stayed behind. It was like, oh, Liz is still around. It's going to be all good. And then it kind of like culminated in them retiring your jersey. So now that like you're back in town working with the team, I think it's like just a massive feel good story for everyone.
Yeah, no, from the start, I've always like never been like, I don't know why I would have to exclusively support one or the other. Like I've always supported right. what Coach Brooks did. I think, you know, him supporting his family and making the best decision for him, I don't think anyone can discredit that. Like you don't nope. know what's going on in somebody else's shoes. So always supported him, but at the same time, like I played here. So I can wish them the best. I love everyone that left, but yeah, it doesn't, I'm not gonna like turn around and like hate, you know, like there's just no reason for that. Like I played right. here. My banner, my jersey's here. Like, and I'm so proud of that. I'm so proud of the things that we did together here. And I never would want to forget that or just completely turn the page from that because I am so proud of it. And it was like some of the best memories of my life, I'm sure. You know, how many times do people go to a Final Four? Like, probably not that much. One ACC tournament, like, insane, crazy, positive memories. And they have attached me to here, and I love it. I love them. I love the people that I did it with at the time. And I'm really happy and grateful for the opportunities that I have now, in part because of that.
When you unfortunately tore your ACL, like, we saw your face. It looked like you knew immediately that that's what happened, because you tore one in high school. Was it the same one, or was it the other one?
Wow, nice that you brought this up. So actually, yeah, a lot of people were like, oh, you like played it so cool, like I thought you were fine, but that's exactly what happened. I tore my other ACL in high school. So I feel like a lot of people, when they tear their ACL for the first time, especially, they like scream in pain or like cry a lot, because like it hurts. It definitely hurts, but like mainly it feels like really weird. Like a big pop in your knee. Like, it's just a really, really weird feeling. But I had felt that before. So as soon as I did it at UVA, I knew exactly what it was, unfortunately. So I literally just fell down, grabbed my knee, popped up. And like, you can like see in the video when Coach Brooks comes over, like, I'm literally like, I did my knee. But the funny thing about that is then I popped up and I was like running in the back, like by the locker rooms. And I was like convincing myself, like, wait, maybe I'm fine. I was just like, so high on adrenaline. The feeling in the moment, I was like, oh shoot, I'm done. And then, you know, you can get delusional in your head and convince yourself you're fine. But and as soon as it happened, I was like, yeah, it's over.
Yeah, we all saw your face, and I was like, she knows. Like, yeah. She knows what happened just now. We were pissed. I just remember being like, damn, that's not how it's supposed to end here.
I know. It was so funny too, because the video's online. Like, I guess the cameras cut to my dad or whatever, and people were like acting like insane, like he was like mad at me or something. Like, in reality, like, imagine your kid has like worked for 5 years for something and had so much success at something, and then right at the very, very end, like, he definitely knew too that I was like very injured. And obviously that's like so frustrating to see your kid go through that. So I always thought that was so weird when people reacted weird to his reaction. But yeah, so disappointing in the moment. I think anybody would feel that on the inside. He's just expressive.
No, absolutely. Also, what was I going to ask you? Wow, I don't remember.
Sorry.
Your dad, though, true legend. I've seen him around town a couple times whenever I'm in Blacksburg. Like, nicest dude alive.
Yes, he's literally in here right now setting up my Christmas tree.
Oh, like, oh, okay. You're one of those before Thanksgiving.
Like, if I just bought a $100 tree. Like, why would I not put that up and get my money's worth? I'm not going to have that up for 3 weeks, especially in basketball. Like, you're traveling a lot. You're busy a lot. Like, you're not always home. Like, I want to see that thing and get my money's worth. Yes.
No, I agree with you. I'm a big Christmas person. I like Thanksgiving as well. But like,
me too.
If you're going to spend the money on the tree, you might as well have it up. There's not a Thanksgiving tree.
Right. You know? And I feel the same way. I love Thanksgiving. Growing up, that was my favorite holiday. I would never skip over that. Are you kidding? Like, a chance to eat mashed potatoes and mac and cheese and stuff. Like, I love it. And to see my family, I absolutely love it. But yeah, a tree in the back isn't taking away from that for me. So.
Right. I remember what I was going to ask you. You came back for that final year, but I know there was some first round WNBA talk before that. What made you decide to come back to Blacksburg for that final year of eligibility?
Yeah, so definitely a few things. First of all, just, I mean, coming off of that, my senior season was when we went to the Final Four and stuff, like, just the best memories ever, like, having such success. Like, it was so fun. And I always loved playing in college. I loved playing here. I loved playing for my coaches. I loved playing with my teammates. Like, And once that's over, like, you can't get it back. There's nothing like it. Like, everything else in life, you know, you can go back to school and get this degree, or you can go get a job in this field. But like, college basketball, once it's done, it's done. And I felt so lucky to have the opportunity to even choose whether or not I wanted to play another year. So, I mean, that was, first of all, I just loved what I was doing. I wanted to do it some more. And then also NIL played like a huge role in that, for sure. I think it would be silly of me not to acknowledge that. I don't think it's definitely not why 100% I came back. I'm sure I would have anyways, just because I loved what I was doing so much, but it made the decision so much easier, like, to be frank, and also made my last year like extremely beneficial for me and made it so, so special. And my life would be different without it if I hadn't come back, for sure.
No, absolutely. And obviously, you know, you tear your ACL, there's a lot of uncertainty. It's like you went from guaranteed, like probably like a guaranteed first round WNBA pick, but then you were still picked in the first round. That moment must have been massive for you. Like the relief of, man, I still got drafted in the first round, regardless of injury.
It was the second round, but still.
Yeah, yes. Well, first in our hearts, you know?
Yeah, honestly, like I didn't care about that at all. Like at all, especially just the draft in general. Like it's so much more about a fit rather than a number. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't worried about that. I was also so, at that time I was still on crutches at the draft and I still was completely non-weight bearing. Like my brain was so consumed with other things. I don't even think I was like completely present. I was like more so worried about like going upstairs and like commuting around the building instead of like planning out my whole life with basketball, you know what I mean? Like, so it's funny looking back. The experience would have been so different if I wasn't injured, of course, in so many different ways, but it was what it was. And I also think it's like really funny, like I look back on the videos of me with my family there and I'm on crutches, and it's just like, that's definitely a very specific experience that I can say I've had and probably a lot of other people haven't, so valuable.
Yeah. How much did you get the benefit from still being able to be in Vegas and use their facilities and their teams for your recovery?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was, I knew like going into the draft that, you know, certain teams would handle things differently. So I didn't know exactly like the particularities of it all, like what teams would provide what, but I was definitely excited knowing that I would be able to get out of Blacksburg, but like move on to the next stage of my life. Cause once I got hurt, I was really concerned that wasn't going to happen for me. I was going to have to move back home and live with my parents and have them take care of me and go to my home PT or stay at Tech. And that all would have been fine. I would have been just fine. But it was cool to experience something new for sure. Very particular place too. Like I would never have lived in Vegas without that.
Right. And then obviously Asia Wilson is amazing. How much did you learn from her in your time there?
Yeah, I mean, she's like just an insane player. Like, first of all, her athleticism is ridiculous. And then you pair the skill that she has with that, it's truly insane. So even being in the same room that year with the Asia Wilsons, the Chelsea Grays, Kelsey Ploms, Jackie Young, like all those people, it was really surreal and crazy. I think myself, like my softball playing self, back in middle school or whatever, like would have been like really confused looking in the future and seeing that. But yeah, it was definitely an unforgettable experience for sure.
Yeah, very small world. I have a friend from Milwaukee that moved to Vegas years ago and he has a daughter. So like they're season ticket holders to the Aces. Like they go to everything. They're like courtside, da 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 da. And he was like, there's somebody here on this court right now you might recognize. And he was like sending me pictures. I was like, yeah, it's Liz.
Gosh.
Yeah, I was like, I was happy that you finally were able to get in there and like play some ball.
Yeah. I would have liked it to feel more like myself, of course. Like, but yeah, if anything, I mean, I am grateful for, you know, being able to have any experience at that level. And it was definitely really cool. And again, not a lot of people can say that they've done that. So I'm grateful for that.
Absolutely. Being around, you know, you played for Coach Brooks and now you're around Coach Duffy, the day-to-day, how much different is the day-to-day for each coach? Like,
yeah, I mean, it's really different. Of course, you know, me with Coach Brooks, like I was used to the same thing for 5 years. I played under him for 5 years. So we got very much in a rhythm and I just like knew what to expect all the time. It's very different now. Like, I don't know the drills she's doing. She's, you know, running practice in a different like order than like, it's just all those like little things that you don't really think about when you're so used to something, but like watching them now, it's very different. But I think that's like any coach, like all coaches have their own preferred drills and their little slogans. They say like everyone is different. And I think it's cool to experience something else because, you know, I don't know what I want to do down the line, but I think the more I you know, open myself up to and observe, they only, like, that can only help me in the long run, just compiling more and more experience. So, yeah, it's very different, but it's cool.
No, absolutely. Diving into the NIL space and the fundraising, do you know, like, are you just going to events, like being a spokesperson, being a front-facing person for the brand of Hokies basketball?
Yeah, I mean, that looks, you know, differently every day. I think, you know, it's very important that these girls profit off of the their ability to receive NIL now. And, you know, that's kind of what I'm hoping to help with. And, yeah, whether that be like local businesses or Hokies with big businesses that want to help, there's like so many different avenues that we can go down for that. But I think it's really cool for me to be involved in that at all and just observe how the college basketball as a whole is changing. And that's just the reality of it now with revenue share and everything. Like, it's just so different than when I was here. I'm, you know, not going to say I'm jealous, but these girls definitely have it good. Like, it was not like this when I was here. But I'm excited for them and glad that, you know, they're getting what, you know, they should have, what they've earned and deserve. Yeah. Happy for them. Wish it started maybe a few years sooner, but that's okay.
Absolutely. And with the broadcasting thing, do you have your catchphrase down yet? Have you been working on, like, what your signature catchphrase is going to be on the call?
So, no. I just know myself, though, and I'm very much, like, a creature of habit. Like, I'm sure I'm going to, like, fall back into the same few phrases and stuff. Like, I always do that. So, I don't know what it's going to be. I was doing, like, a practice run with Evan yesterday, I think it was. Like, we were simulating calling a game, and I was like ending every sentence with the same couple words. So I'm probably going to start off doing that. It's going to take some time, but I'm like not pressuring myself to be perfect with it. Like, at the end of the day, I know the sport and I feel like comfortable talking. So I'm not like super nervous. I'm excited to iron out all the kinks, and it'll improve. The product will improve as I go on, but I got to start somewhere. So.
No, absolutely. I think everybody's going to be excited to like hear your perspective on things and like just the way you go about it. So I don't think you really have too much to worry about there.
Yeah. I'm not going to be bringing any like groundbreaking points, but again, I think it's, like you said, I think it's just interesting to hear somebody else's perspective, especially, you know, broadcasters come from all different backgrounds, like coaching or just like sports media, but hearing from a player, I think is a interesting dynamic, especially from, you know, this program that's, you know, now it looks different, but it's cool to hear somebody that was in it and is now on the outside. And I don't know. I think it'll be fun. I think hopefully I'll have something good to say every now and then.
Oh, I believe you will. It was enchiladas. Is that what you used to cook on that made it all famous on the social media waves for the Hokies? Was your mom's recipe? Is that what I'm, am I losing my mind here?
That's really funny. No, like my mom did make enchiladas all the time. That's really funny that, I didn't even know that was on social media. That's, yeah, mainly in high school. She used to all the time. I would bring them to lunch. Wow. Yeah. You found some random facts. That's cool.
Yeah. I think, were you doing cooking class? Were you hosting cooking classes in Blacksburg?
Yes. Yeah, I did that my last year, I believe it was, at Gourmet Pantry. It's not there anymore, but yeah, that was really fun. I was like really into cooking and baking and stuff for a while. I still am, but yeah, that was a really cool experience.
So, like, aside from the enchiladas, like, if, like, let's say you're trying to impress somebody or something, like, what recipe are you breaking out?
It completely depends. I love, like, all different kinds of food. So, if people, like, but some people don't like Thai, some people don't like Indian. I love food like that. Like, if they like Indian, like, I'm making butter chickpeas, probably. I love butter chickpeas with, like, Brussels sprouts and naan. I'm not making the naan homemade, but I should probably try. I love soups too. I love making soups, lasagna soup. I love making chili. Yeah, those are probably my two favorites. And then like stuffed shells I like to make. It's like random. Yeah, it depends on what you want.
Did you say lasagna soup?
Yes. You're not aware?
No.
Oh, you should be. Yeah, you should be. It's really good.
Lasagna soup.
Yeah, it's like big on TikTok. So credit to that, I guess. But I've like made my own version of it now, and it's really good. It's really good.
Maybe very we need small. Like a TikTok channel, Cooking with Kitley or something.
Yeah, I could probably. I'm like really bad at recording myself, but
yeah, maybe I was back. Too for a while.
Yeah.
I'm actually in my first year of doing video with this podcast. This is like,
oh really?
Yeah, this year I was like, you know what? I'm going to start it. And then, because before it was just audio, and then I was like, all right, now we're just going to do it. And so here we are. Everyone gets to see us on YouTube at some point.
Yeah, I got nothing to hide.
Nah, everybody knows you. What does the future look like for you? Like, does this job, obviously it doesn't hinder future WNBA opportunities, especially with the league expanding and all that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like I said in the beginning, like I'm really focusing mainly on trying to get my knee right and getting completely healthy so that I can like feel like myself again and also just be healthy in my life. Like you only get one body, like I really want to take care of it. And sports kind of make it hard to do that sometimes, but I've really, you know, come to terms with the value of that. And I'm focusing on that a ton over these next 6 months. And yeah, again, like I'm just not making harsh plans. Like I'm focusing on my knee. I'm going to get healthy, do the best I can with that. I'm exploring other things for after basketball. Like I don't have a specific answer. And I also don't want to have a specific answer because you never know what's going to happen. Right. And I'm just like open to seeing what happens with that and excited, honestly, for, you know, what life looks like these next few months.
No, absolutely. Liz, I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to come on here and talk to people and talk to me. And, you know, we're proud to call you ours here with the Hokie Nation. I think everybody, it's a very resounding sentiment. And we're looking forward to what you bring to the program in your current role.
Thanks. I appreciate that. Yeah. I feel so many people ask me like what it's like to be back. And I like every time I'm like, it feels so normal. Like genuinely, it just feels normal. It feels like, not to be so cheesy, this is going to be so cheesy, but it does feel like home. I hate that I just said that, but it's just the truth. So yeah, it's nice to be back. And I'm excited too, to be here for basketball season, especially come to some games.
Yeah, this is home. I'm actually going to the game in Harrisonburg. I'm going to go back home for that one. You guys play at JMU. I'm looking forward to that. And then, obviously, I got to get down to Castle several times this year.
Got to. Yeah, Castle was fun on Tuesday.
The girls are looking good. Fast, athletic. Like it looks like 100 points. Can't beat it.
They sure are fast. That is, you know, you cannot argue that with them. They have that for sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. Can you coach football, by the way?
Okay, well, I love football. I wouldn't say I'm, like, good at it. I think I can catch it. I probably can't – I can't, like, throw it great, but, yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Liz Kitley for head football coach. Let's do it.
Okay. Well, I don't need to be able to throw to coach.
Nah, you just got to be, you know. But, yeah, no, absolutely. As always, thank you very much for your time today. And as always, go Hokies.
Go Hokies.